This is the Sakar Merli of the 23rd of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this play is now coming to an end, and you have to return home. When the Iron Age ends, the Golden Age repeats again. Explain these secrets to everyone. Question. What is the main reason why souls have become tired while playing their parts? Answer. They have been performing a great deal of devotion. They have built many temples. They have spent a lot of wealth. By stumbling around, souls have become Tamopratam from Satopratam. Because they have become Tamopratam, they are unhappy. When people are distressed for one reason or another, they get tired. The Father has now come to remove all your tiredness. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father sits here and explains to you children. What is his name? It is Shiva. Since you children are sitting here, all of you should remember this very well. Everyone's part in this drama is now finishing. When a play is about to end, all the actors know that their parts are finishing and that they then have to go home. The Father has also given you children understanding. No one else has this understanding. The Father has now made you sensible. Children, this play is now coming to an end. Now, once again, the cycle has to start from the beginning. The Golden Age was in the new world. Now, in the old world, it is the end of the Iron Age. Only you who have found the Father know about these things. You have to explain to new ones who come that this play is now coming to an end. After the end of the Iron Age, the Golden Age will once again start to repeat. All souls here have to return home. This play is now coming to an end. Therefore, people believe that total annihilation takes place. You know how the old world is destroyed. The land of Bharat is imperishable. The Father also comes here. All other lands will be destroyed. These thoughts cannot enter anyone else's intellect. The Father explains to you children, this play is now coming to an end. It then has to repeat. Previously, the word play was not in your intellects. We used to say, for the sake of saying it, that this is a world drama in which we are all actors. Previously, when we used to say this, we considered ourselves to be bodies. The Father now says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. We now have to return home. That is a sweet home. We souls reside in that incorporeal world. No human beings have this knowledge. You are now at the confluence. You know that you now have to return home. When the old world ends, devotion too comes to an end. It is not mentioned in the scriptures who comes first or how the religions come number-wise. The Father explains these new things to you. No one else can explain them. The Father only comes once to explain. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, only comes once when a new world has to be established and this old world destroyed. Together with having remembrance of the Father, you must also keep this cycle in your intellects. This play is now ending, and we are to return home. We have become tired while playing our parts. We spent a lot of money. While performing devotion, we became Tamopratan from Satopratan. The whole world has become old. Would you call the drama old? No, the drama never becomes old. The drama is new each day. It constantly continues. However, this world becomes old, and the actors become Tamopratan, unhappy and tired. You will not get tired in the Golden Age. There is no question there of becoming tired or distressed about anything. Here you have to see many types of distress. You know that this old world is to be destroyed. Do not remember any of your relatives, etc. Only remember the One Father. By doing this, your sins will be absolved. There is no other way for sins to be absolved. The word man above is mentioned in the Gita, but no one understands the meaning of it. The Father says, "Remember me and the inheritance. You were heirs of the world, that is, you were the masters. You are now becoming those heirs of the world. Therefore, you should have so much happiness. You are now changing from shells into diamonds. You have come here to claim your inheritance from the Father. You know that when your degrees decrease, the flowers of the garden begin to wilt. You are now becoming a garden of flowers. The Golden Age is a garden. It is so beautiful. Then gradually, the degrees begin to decrease. After a reduction of 2 degrees, the flowers in the garden wilt. It has now become a forest of thorns. You know this. No one else in the world knows anything. This knowledge that you are now receiving is the new knowledge for that new world. A new world is being established. It is the Father who does this. The Father is the creator of the world. They remember the Father and call out to him, "Come and create heaven, create a land of happiness." Therefore, this land of sorrow will surely be destroyed. Baba continues to explain every day. Imbibe these things and explain them to others. First of all, explain the main thing, who our Father is and who we have to claim the inheritance from. People on the path of devotion remember God the Father. They pray, "Remove our sorrow and grant us happiness." Therefore, you children should also keep this awareness in your intellects. Students at school keep knowledge, not household matters, in their intellects. There aren't any business matters in the student life. Only their studies are remembered. Here, whilst doing everything and living at home with your families, you are told by the Father to study this. He doesn't say that you must leave your homes and families like sannyasis. This is Raj Yoga, the household path. you can also tell the sannyasis that theirs is Hatha Yoga. They renounce their homes. It isn't like that here. This world is so dirty. Look what's in it and how the poor people live. There is distaste on seeing that. All the visitors who come from abroad are shown very good places. They aren't shown how the poor have to live in those filthy places. This is hell. However, there is a great deal of difference between the places where the rich live and the places where the poor live. All of that is on account of their karma. There cannot be such filth in the Golden Age. There are differences there too. Some will build palaces of gold, some of silver, and some of bricks. Here there are many lands. Even Europe is so large. There, it will only be us. Just by keeping this much in your intellects, your stage will remain very cheerful. You students only keep this study of the Father and the inheritance in your intellects. It has been explained to you that very little time remains. Those people speak of hundreds of thousands of years. Here it is a matter of 5,000 years. You children can understand that your kingdom is now being established and that the rest of the world will be destroyed. This is a study. If your intellects remember that you are students and that God is teaching you, you will also have a lot of happiness. Why do you forget this? Maya is very powerful. She makes you forget even this. All of you are students studying in this school. All of you know that God is teaching you. At other schools, you are taught many different kinds of knowledge, and there are many teachers, whereas here there is only the one teacher, and only this one study. However, assistant teachers are definitely needed. There is only the one school, all the rest are its branches. Only the one Father teaches us. The Father comes here and gives happiness to everyone. You know that you will remain happy for half a cycle. Therefore, you should have the happiness that Shiv Baba is teaching us and that he is creating the creation of heaven. We are studying to become the masters of that heaven. You should have so much happiness inside you. Students outside have to prepare their food to eat and drink and also do all their housework. Yes, some do stay in hostels so they can pay more attention to their studies. Some daughters live outside in order to do service. Many types of people go there. Here, you are sitting so safely, no one can force his way in. You do not have anyone else's company here. You don't have to talk to impure ones. You don't have to see anyone's face. Nevertheless, those who live outside are able to go faster. It is such a wonder that those who live outside teach many others and make them similar to themselves and bring them here. Baba asks what news they have. What kind of patients have you brought? Some are such sick patients that they have to be kept in a batti for 7 days. You must not bring any shudras here. This Madhaban is like a village of you Brahmins. The father sits here and explains to you children. He makes you into the masters of the world. Any Shudras you bring here would spoil the vibration. The activity and behavior of you children have to be very royal. As you go further, you will have many visions of what will happen here, of how even animals there will be very good. Everything will be very good. Nothing of the Golden Age exists here, and nothing of here can exist there. It is in your intellects that you are passing the exams to go to heaven. To the extent that you study, you must accordingly become teachers and show the path to others. All of you are teachers. You have to teach everyone. First of all, you have to give them the introduction of the Father and tell them about the inheritance that you receive from the Father. The Father spoke the Gita. There is Prajapita Brahma, so there must also be Brahmins here. Brahma too continues to study with Shiv Baba. You are now studying in order to go to the land of Vishnu. That is your alaukik home. There is the laukik, the paralaukik, and then the alaukik. These things are new. People on the path of devotion never remember Brahma. No one even knows how to say Brahma Baba. They remember Shiv Baba and pray, liberate us from sorrow. He is the Paralaukik Father, and this one is the Alaukik Father. You see this one in the subtle region and also here. Our Lokic Father is only seen here in this world, whereas the Paralaukik Father is only seen in the world beyond. This is then the Alaukik, wonderful Father. People become confused in trying to understand about this Alaukik Father. Shiv Baba is called the incorporeal. You say that he is a point of light. People say that he is the eternal light or the Brahm element. They have many various ideas, whereas you only have one direction. The Father started giving directions through this one. Then there was so much expansion. Therefore, it should be in the intellects of you children that Shiv Baba is teaching you. He is making you pure from impure. In the kingdom of Ravan, you definitely have to become impure and tamopratan. The very name is the impure world. Because everyone is unhappy, they remember the Father and say, Baba, remove our sorrow and grant us happiness. There is the one Father for all the children. He would only give happiness to everyone. In that new world, there is nothing but happiness for you. Everyone else stays in the land of peace. Let it remain in your intellects that you are now to go to the land of peace. As the time comes closer, you will be able to see what the world of today is and what the world of tomorrow will be. You will see everything. You will see the kingdom of heaven coming closer. Therefore, the main thing that is explained to you children is, let your intellects remember you are sitting in a school. Shiv Baba has come and is teaching us while riding in this chariot. This one is the lucky chariot. The father would also definitely only come once. No one knows what the name Lucky Chariot means. When you children sit here personally in front of the father, your intellects should remember that Baba has come. He is telling us the secrets of the world cycle. The play is now coming to an end and we have to return home. To keep this in one's intellect is very easy, but some of you are not even able to remember this. The cycle is now ending. We now have to return home. We will then go to that new world and play our parts. Then after us, so-and-so will come. You know how the whole cycle turns and how the world population grows. It changes from new to old and then from old to new. You can also see the preparations for destruction. There will be natural calamities too. All the many bombs that have been made will definitely be used. So much damage will be caused by the bombs that there will be no need for human beings to battle. Soldiers will be released from the army and the bombs will continue to be dropped. Therefore, all of those people dismissed from their employment will starve to death. All of that has to happen. What will the soldiers do then? There will be earthquakes. Bombs will continue to be dropped. People will continue to kill one another. There has to be bloodshed without cause. Therefore, when you come and sit here, think about all of these aspects. Continue to remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Ask your heart, what am I remembering? If you aren't having remembrance of the Father, your intellect must definitely be wandering elsewhere. Your sins won't be absolved by your doing that. Your status will be reduced too. Acha, if you aren't able to remember the Father, think about the cycle. Then happiness will rise. However, if you don't follow Srimat, if you don't do service, you aren't able to sit in Bapdada's heart. If you aren't doing service, you would be causing distress for many others. Some make many similar to themselves and bring them to the Father. Therefore, Baba becomes very pleased to see them. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to remain constantly cheerful, keep this study and the Father who is teaching it to you in your intellect. While eating, drinking, and doing everything, pay full attention to this study. 2. In order to sit in Bapdada's heart, follow Srimat, and do the service of making many others similar to yourself. Don't cause distress for anyone. Blessing. May you be able to control your mind and concentrate with an injection of bodilessness. Nowadays, if someone goes out of control, if he causes a lot of trouble, jumps around or goes crazy, he is given an injection to quieten him down. In the same way, if your power of thought is not under your control, give yourself an injection of bodilessness. Your power of thought will not then jump around. You will be able to easily concentrate. However, if you give the reins of your intellect to the Father, but then take them back, your mind would create unnecessary hard work. Now, become free from unnecessary hard work. Slogan: keep your ancestor form in your awareness and have mercy for all souls. Avyat signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Just as the soul and the body perform actions while combined, in the same way both karma and yoga are combined. While performing actions, do not forget remembrance, and while staying in remembrance, do not forget karma, because your title is a karma yogi. Those who stay in remembrance while performing actions remain constantly detached and loving. They remain light. Together with being knowledgeful, also be in a powerful stage. Let both the stages of being knowledgeful and powerful be combined, and the work of establishment will take place at a fast speed. Om Shanti.